Net neutrality. It means all legal internet traffic has to be treated equally. One company can't slow down the traffic of another on the internet highway. And today, the Federal Communications Commission approved a controversial set of rules of the road that would ban interference with the flow of internet traffic. But proponents of full net neutrality say the rules fall short, while opponents, including two Republicans on the five-member board of the FCC, argue that the new rules place an unneeded regulatory burden on companies and maybe beyond the FCC's authority. Let's bring in Brendan Greeley, technology and policy reporter for The Economist. Brendan, first of all, pretty contentious hearings today at the FCC. What does that say to you?
Well, it says that this is a classic Washington success story, which is that everybody is angry about what just got passed. it is interesting to watch in these hearings. You're seeing a lot of national themes that have to do with sort of what's happening in Congress playing out again on the FCC board. The Republicans are talking about regulations squashing the internet, and what you essentially have both in the debate about net neutrality and what we saw this afternoon in that conversation is an elaborate dance to be able to say who wants to keep the internet the way it is and who wants to change the internet. Everybody wants to be able to say the internet has worked thus far because it is exactly the way I like it, and thus what you're doing will change and break it. And both sides are trying to be able to put themselves in a position to be able to say that the other people are going to break the internet.
Well, let's turn to the new rules. Basically, to set this up, there are a couple of tiers here. There are rules for wireless providers of internet content. That's basically your cell phone company. And then there's fixed wire internet service providers in your home like Comcast. The more stringent rules are for them. But these providers also create content that goes on the internet. And the FCC was concerned that, for instance, Comcast, which sells movies on demand, might block Netflix, which sells movies, or Verizon might block web voice services like Vonage. So what do the new regulations say?
We're talking about wireline, which is sort of the cable that goes into your house, and wireless. So on wireline, the new regulations say you have to be able to get to what is now called the open internet. The open internet is what we used to call the internet. But what that is you can access any website that you want, and they cannot, internet service providers, so Comcast and Verizon, cannot slow down access to any service. So that's good, and it sort of seems to, it looks like what net neutrality advocates wanted. But there are some really important caveats. One is service providers are allowed to do what's called a reasonable network management. And one of the points the Republicans made in the hearings this afternoon was that the word reasonable is the most litigated word in American law. It's really hard to define. So we don't know what reasonable network management is. The other is there is some allowance for service providers to manage their traffic around congestion. So if there's just too much traffic going on, which is especially happening as more and more people are getting their video over the internet, then Comcast and Verizon and your sort of household internet service providers can make decisions about what moves faster. So there's some concern there that there's some discretion that they'll be able to apply in the future. And my prediction, and it's a pretty universal one, is that there will be litigation about how to define reasonable network management and how to define sort of how you handle congestion. So we haven't, the ruling did not answer a bunch of questions, and we're going to see that play out in the courts.
It sounds as if there are some loopholes here that either one of the big providers could say, wow, there's just way too much traffic from this source, so I'm going to slow it down a bit. And who knows if that's because it's a competitor. But also, didn't these providers want to be able to allow companies to pay to get through faster?
Yeah. So what you have in the sort of American market for internet access is both the cable companies and Verizon, which laid out a bunch of fiber as part of its Fios system, they've sort of reached not quite saturation, but they've taken on a lot of customers. It's very hard for them to win new customers, which means that in order to make more money, they've got to do two things. They've got to, A, come up with more money from each customer, and, B, find new sources of revenue. So one of the ways in which they are very likely to do it is to charge content companies for faster service. And this is something that I'm very concerned about and that net neutrality advocates are concerned about as well, which is that Comcast will not have the right to slow down video from any company. But if they do have the right to charge extra to speed up some companies' content, then you've got the same problem, which is that some people can pay to go faster. Now, the fact that nobody's being slowed down is kind of moot when some people can pay to be sped up.
What do regulations today say about that?
Well, they allow it.
So, again, I think that we're going to be this is not the last word, it sounds like, on net neutrality.
It is not. One of the things that a lot of companies have been asking for is regulatory certainty. Now, they were certain they didn't want some regulations, but they said they want regulatory certainty. I don't think that's what America got. No matter how you feel about these rules, they're going to change, and they're going to get litigated, and we're going to see another court case go all the way to the Supreme Court.
That's Brendan Greeley, technology and policy reporter for The Economist. Thank you.
Thank you. Always good to be on the show.